Yes. As you may have heard, we lost an A4E to a SAM. They obviously are moving those things around. I've been working with Buzz Wheeler, and we've concluded that we ought to shift our attention away from armed reconnaissance on the highways and everything to sending in the same planes low and really scouring that area and see if we can find these mobile SAMs. I don't know how much we can find, but we propose to do that for the next day or so. We'll emphasize that and see what happens. We have pictures that we took August 8th that show beyond question a mobile site, the missiles on it, and the fact that they moved in and out very quickly. We won't have anything further to report to you on this for, I would think, a day or so, and I'll keep you informed.
Do you have any more danger? Is this going in low? Does it increase your danger any?
No, the going in low seems to be a certain protection against the SAM. We haven't lost any plane at low altitude to the SAM. We're not entirely sure how far down they are effective, but the plane goes in as best it can around 300 or 400 feet, and we think that is surely below the effective level. We may prove an error, but we haven't proven so yet.
What is happening out there where they got these boys ours surrounded, 11 and 12 and 1,000 South Vietnamese? I keep hearing on the radio and some place where we're trying to blast out and get them out of freedom, they got them encircled, and they claim we got 11 and 12 advisors and 1,000 South Vietnamese.
I don't know. I'll have to check on it. I'll let you know.
Any big fights you know of going on?
No. Other than that Duck Co up in the western area, west of Play Coo, there is a big battle going
on. That's
where
it is. That's what they're talking about.
Well, there are South Vietnamese forces that have been faced by Viet Cong there for several days. The South Vietnamese have sent in reinforcements, and we have also sent in U.S. reinforcements. It's not the 11 men you're talking about. We're sending in three battalions, one of whom had closed a few hours ago, and the other two of which should be there shortly. I think this will go on for a period of several more days. The South Vietnamese losses have been heavy to date, some 60 or 70. The Viet Cong losses have been far heavier, about 250. And I think the battle will go on, I would guess, for two or three more days.
How are you in Congress? You got any problem?
I finished with the Foreign Affairs Committee.
I hate to hold you up, but I had them call and tell them that I'd ask you to stay. But I thought old Laird was there, and I was afraid he'd get, but he must have left, did he?
No, he didn't leave. He was still there while I was talking. I thought he'd ask some questions. He didn't. I saw him sitting over there grinning like a
Cheshire cat.
That's right. But he didn't ask any questions. I was delighted to stay. I went over to the Foreign Affairs and stayed there about 2.5 hours and finished up with them. There weren't any serious problems. This man Frazier from Minnesota is not very much in favor of the program. I'm going to have him over to lunch and work.
What's wrong with him?
He just doesn't approve of adding more men. And he's got the wrong idea of what would happen if we didn't add more men, so I'll have to work on him. But apart from that, there weren't any problems. As far as the $1.7 billion is concerned, Mr. President, I think it'll go along all right. The Republicans are just trying every way possible to get more out of it. That's why Mrs. Bolton was on it yesterday, and she picked it up again today. When I was before the committee, but I didn't give one.
I thought she was on equipment mostly.
Well, as you see, she's trying to get us to say that we need more equipment. We haven't ordered it, and really the $1.7 billion is a misstatement of what our requirements are, and it's really 10, 12, or 14 billion, and you ought to cut back your domestic program. It's that cycle of thought that you've been aware of that she's trying to probe on. Every one of the major Republicans are doing. Frelinghuysen got on it today. She was on it today. Jerry Ford's been on it. Lipscomb's on it. Laird's on it. The whole bunch of them are trying to probe in some way to get support for that 10, 12, or $14 billion figure that's going around, that Russell and Senate supposed to refer to. But they haven't got it yet, and I don't think they'll get it before this bill passes.
We just got it stopped in time.
I think so. Well, it was your sensitivity to it that stopped it. But I think we plucked them off. I practically lied to them, but anyhow, we got them stopped.
Well, now, didn't you think our meetings went well?
Terrific, and particularly those with the House. Of course, they knew less about it. They were less sophisticated, and they asked a lot of questions. I couldn't get away from there last night, and I noticed you were corralled.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I liked the questions.
Well, I think we finished the Congress in unheard of, and it's unequal. Nobody ever had a brief and asked the President, anybody else, anything they wanted to.
Mr. President, this is the most terrific innovation in government, I think, of the last decade. It's just magnificent. I hope you'll continue to do it.
Well, we'll we can keep going. I want to get them out here. Got my urban affairs today, 57 to 33.
Terrific. That's going to, 10 years from now, that'll be, I think, one of the two most important actions of this Congress. I'm carrying on my continuous campaign with the Kennedys. I don't know. I'm making a little progress with Bobby. I'm going to try and see Jackie tonight, and I'll try and work on her some more and stop off some of this wild talk. I think you've closed up Galbraith, and that's helped a lot. Just your attention to him has done that. I talked to him the other day, and he's just so damn pleased that you're reading his memos. And he admitted that he wrote that message, by the way. But you really shut him up.
Yeah, well, he's in Jerusalem now.
I know. I talked to him Saturday before he left. He left on Sunday morning for Israel.
I'm very fond of Ms. Kennedy, and I don't know what to do. I used to call her, and I decided I might overdo it, and I didn't do it. But Bobby, I jerked him out of the line the other day. He's way back in the back, and gave him the third pen. I gave the first one to the vice president, yeah, and the second one to a Republican, Dirksen, and Bobby the third one. He wrote me a nice note, and he really was touched, and he was grateful. Nick Katzenbach told me about it. He's been coming to the swearing-in ceremonies. He was there this morning, desalting plant, and he wrote a letter to me urging a lot of things that we were doing, and I didn't know really what to do. He dated it August the 5th, and it was delivered August the 10th at 3:20 in the afternoon. I don't know whether my post office department is that inefficient or whether somebody wanted to get ahead of the time I called this water conference, but I didn't make any point of it. I didn't refer to it. I started to read it and say I got it the 5th and delivered the 10th, and I thought that'd make a hell of a big story.
No, Mr. Brett, you've got so much power and position and prestige, you can afford to lean over backwards.
So I didn't. Teddy, they both turned down the invitation, and I kept repeating it on these extra days. Teddy came yesterday.
Well, as far as Jackie is concerned, Mr. President, she will not come to Washington for anything.
Yeah, well, I don't want her to come.
It doesn't have anything to do with you or Lady Bird.
I just don't want her to be against us. And this stuff has never been said. They keep saying it. We are very upset about her not being here at Dedicated Guard. We're not at all. We understood she didn't. We don't blame her. I don't think I'd want to come around the White House and look at the room and get in the bed where my husband was and stuff like that. But these damned gossip mongers say that. Lady Bird doesn't feel that way. I don't feel that way. When I went to New York, I went to see her.
I know she feels very warm toward Lady Bird.
Well, you don't let her feel any other way.
I will not. I'll talk to her tonight and I'll be back in the morning.